It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you for listening to the show. Wherever you're at, I hope you're good. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're amazing. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So you could be on the West Coast, the East Coast, everything in between. You could be in Hawaii or Alaska or Canada. You can listen to the show. Thank you. I appreciate super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. You can always lock in on the free Audacy app. It is free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. That's wherever you live. I don't know. Sirius XM channel 158. And a smart speaker if you got one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got one more hour, and we've had a full show. Thank you so much to Matt Sims, former NFL quarterback, current quarterback coach, son of Phil Sims, podcast host with Phil Sims. Thank you for joining us. That was a great conversation. Go ahead and listen to it. He was like, Aaron Rodgers? He said football in the preseason is not real football. Well, I guess for him, for everybody else it is. Go check that conversation out with Matt Sims. We talked about the new starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Bo Nix. We talked about Drake May. Why the hell would Drake May be named starter of the Patriots? Well, maybe because they want to punish the guy. Well, Gerard Mayo hasn't named him yet, so we'll get back into that. We heard from that flag football guy who said that Patrick Mahomes may not be as good of a flag football player as he is because of his IQ and lack of experience. Okay. All right. Dylan Raiola. Why does that name sound familiar? Because we had a guy named Dominic Raiola who plays center for the Detroit Lions. Well, his son is going to be the starting quarterback for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and that guy has been there forever. Well, not the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The guy's a freshman QB. His dad played center forever. Dejounte Carrington, not happy with the lack of promotion for the WNBA. Pete Carroll says he's going to get into coaching, or not coaching, but teaching. He says he has no desire to coach right now, but he could if he needed to. The man ain't coaching nowhere no more. That's my thoughts. And then, of course, it is Wednesday. So I shared with you a new top six list. We took a look at the top six NFL players with the most to prove in 2024. And let me give you a recap. At number six, I gave you T. Higgins, the wide receiver who won't get a contract extension from the Bengals. At number five, I gave you Bryce Young, the number one overall pick who looks like he just got off the school bus. And they hope that he looks like he's in college this upcoming season. At number four, I gave you Deshaun Watson, from the massage table to a broken shoulder. And number three, Chase Young. This man was the number two overall pick behind Joe Burrow. He's been in the operating room. And now he's with the Saints on a one-year deal. Daniel Jones, he knows about operations too. Torn ACL, busted up neck, a playoff victory over the Minnesota Vikings. He gets a new contract. Now he has no Saquon. And if he doesn't have success this year, well, he's going to be in backup city next year. And then at number one, the NFL player with the most to prove in 2024, I gave you Russell Wilson. Nine-time Pro Bowler, leading the NFL in yards one year, another year in touchdowns, and Pete Carroll didn't want him. And Sean Payton didn't want him. Russell Wilson is going to be 36 years old in November, and he's trying to prove that he still has it while battling it out with Justin Fields. He's not battling for money. This guy is wealthy out the behind. His wife is a big R&B singer and dancer and entertainer. Russell Wilson's living a good life. But his career, he's on that edge. If he doesn't get things together, his legacy right now. You going into the Hall of Fame, or you just going to flame out? If this guy flames out, they're going to be like, man, you only won that Super Bowl because of the Legion of Boom. Your time is running out for Russell Wilson. I got him at number one on the list. And then I told you that Dak, does Dak have something to prove? I don't think so. Hickey, he did it again. What is he doing? What are they doing? Aaron Judge hit another home run. What is that? Three home runs between yesterday and today? Two home runs today? 47th home run of the season? And they hit him. They hit him last time. They actually, listen, they grazed his jersey. They hit him. And this guy hit another home run.
I was going to say, I'm glad you clarified. I mean, hit is, technically, they hit him.
Hit by pitch.
They hit his jersey material. They didn't actually inflict any pain. Judge is now the one inflicting pain with another home run. That's three home runs since you said, hey, I hope this guy stays healthy and hits as many home runs as he can. You got some powers, man.
What is he on pace for? I don't know. 60 home runs right now, something like that?
Crazy.
He is. There's not its most multi-home run games in Yankees history. Oh, my God. Babe Ruth leads the way, 68. Aaron Judge only has 38. Okay.
That's also crazy.
Babe Ruth, 68 multi-home run games? All right, whatever. This dude, you know, there's not a time that I don't look at Aaron Judge. And now I sound like a groupie. But even when the guy goes into the dugout and he's congratulating his teammates, they look like they're in kindergarten next to the dude. He's massive. This guy's huge.
He is huge. Unrelated really fast. You know what I love about that home run is the pitcher's reaction. He threw it, and as soon as Judge made contact, he just crumbled to the ground. He knew.
Yeah. I think the guy who threw it, I think the ball sailed on him. The first home run from earlier was a curveball. I don't know if the guy was thinking it was going to drop. That curveball dropped right into the strike zone, right into the middle of the plate. And this dude looks like he threw a fastball that it winded up not being located, and Judge just crushed it.
Yeah, wound up right in the middle of the plate.
Yeah, 47 home runs. He's on pace for 60 this season. He's like, this is like the guy. No. Aaron Judge is like that. He's like the fifth grader who got left back, Hickey. Like, he should be in middle school, and I don't know, he's playing against, I don't know, fourth graders right now? Does that make sense?
He's Danny Almonte? that's the comp?
Yes, from the Little League World Series. He is.
The 16-year-old playing against the 12-year-olds in Williamsport?
Yeah. It's like let's play dodgeball, guys. And he's just he's like beaming kids, and or it's time to play basketball. This is like this is like me and you trying to play basketball against Victor Wembanyama. Like, this is abuse.
You don't think Cho and Wemby could beat him?
Me and you beat Victor Wembanyama in basketball.
It was a question. Not a statement. I was more asking you, do you think?
No, we can't.
Yeah, same.
Who gets dunked on first, me or you?
Probably me.
Both of us.
Well, both of us, yeah. He'll just jump over both of us.
He'd not even jump.
Stretch. Lift his arm.
Just lift his arms and dunk the ball. Like, how would you even defend? He would just dribble the ball over us and get it on the other side and just dunk the ball. That's a shame. This is like Aaron Judge playing. You know what? Have they met yet? Did they meet when Wembanyama was at the stadium? Remember, he threw out the first pitch. Was Judge there?
I believe so. Right, that was early last year.
Around the draft. It was June of last year.
I'm assuming. I mean, you can't have that Aaron mountain of a man in Wembanyama not meet the MLB version of him, essentially.
I'm looking at photos. I specifically searched Wembanyama and Aaron Judge. There's not a photo that comes
Nothing?
Up. No. There's Aaron Boone with Wembanyama. There's Brian Cashman with Wembanyama. I think there's this Gerrit Cole. I don't know who this guy is.
Did Brian Cashman take a picture of them?
Nah, this is a loser Yankee. I don't know who he is. yeah, there's the catcher, Trevino. There's nothing. I don't know. Maybe they kept them apart.
Wow.
Like, if the world, I don't know. That's an interesting one. I'm going to have to really do some deep dive. How come Aaron Judge and Victor Wembanyama didn't meet? Wow. Maybe Judge was on rehab? No, but he played last year. He wasn't hurt. I don't know.
When he broke his toe, I think that was... That's
2 years. Was that last year?
He no, ran it, 2 years ago was a 63 home run.
You're right. Yet last year was the wall, because earlier this year, Aaron Judge was like, oh my God, I'm going to need constant maintenance on my foot. You know, remember that?
That's right.
And now he's almost hitting 60 home runs. I guess his toe is fine. Yeah, good call. Aaron Judge wasn't around last year.
That makes sense now. Because that was like May-ish, I think, right? When they played the Dodgers. And
yeah, early in the season.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing, Hickey. We might never have an opportunity to see Aaron Judge and Wembanyama together again. Unlikely. I mean, maybe the ESPYs, but what are the odds? The guy went to Yankee Stadium.
I mean, they just had Caitlin Clark at the stadium. Like, they got to have him at some point again.
Victor Wembanyama is going to be at Madison Square Garden on Christmas. Aaron Judge should be free, right? Right?
Here's a bigger brain for you.
What?
When the Knicks sign Wembanyama or trade for him in a few years.
Oh, boy.
Then you can trot him out and bring him back.
Do you think Wembanyama is that type of guy?
Well, maybe the Knicks give him an offer they can't refuse.
That would be ridiculous. That would be a Knicks fan's dream. But 1973 is the last championship. The Knicks have just every superstar that's been worth a damn has just said, nah, I'm going to the Lakers. That's it, right? I mean, no Michael Jordan ever to the Knicks was never going to happen. No LeBron James ever to the Knicks. But Wembanyama? I don't know, Hickey. I think the Knicks are snake bitten in that regard. Wembanyama might be he may screw over the Knicks too. Be like, oh yeah, I'm interested, but I'm going to stay in San Antonio. No thanks.
Hey, they're cool now. The Knicks were never cool back in the day.
You're right. And for everybody listening, Carmelo Anthony doesn't count. Sorry. Amari Stoudemire doesn't count. Sorry. They were nice, but don't count. Nope, don't count. Instead, the Knicks sign Allen Houston, Stoudemire, and Carmelo. Nice, but no thanks. Anyway, this game is almost over. So in the eighth inning, no more home runs for Aaron Judge. Anyway, speaking of something that we'll never see, you will never see Joey Votto play in Major League Baseball again. In the most Joey Votto way, he decided to announce his retirement today. Last year was the final year of his 10-year, $225 million contract with the Reds. And this former MVP, this man who was a six-time All-Star, the on-base machine, he tried to play for the Blue Jays this year. He did not make it out of the minors. And so today, standing in a parking lot, prepare yourselves for the most elaborate retirement speech of all time. Here it is.
That's it. I'm done. I am officially retired from baseball.
That was it, people. There was nothing else. He put that on Instagram. He wrote a nice little message to his friends, the family, and he had a couple of lines and paragraphs, big paragraphs, little paragraphs, paragraphs. But that was the video. And I want to say thank you so much to Joey Votto for not recording or having some overly produced crap sent to us, because you need to do it for your brand. I mean, Tom Brady had that stupid video because I guess his wife wanted him to retire. And then the next time he actually retired, Hickey, what was he doing? Sitting on a beach? And he said the same thing, right?
That's right.
And even his message was like a minute long. He's like, I can't have the second retirement have, you know, like the first one. No video, no pyrotechnics, no fancy stuff. Just I'm done. I love it. This man made so much money. Who needs any of this crap? Congratulations, Joey Votto. What an amazing career. I don't think he's going to get in the Hall of Fame, though, Hickey. You think he's getting in?
No, I'm with you. Man, fun career, but not Hall of Fame worthy.
Yeah, he fell apart at the end. The last couple years trying to watch him play between the injuries, and he's a very nice guy, funny guy, always joking with the fans, never took himself too seriously. I mean, and we got guys, like who was it? Was it Edwin Diaz the other day? He was mad that they're making fun of OM God, oh my God, all of this. Like, Joey Votto always seemed to have fun. It just sucks that past couple of seasons, I mean, last year, batting average of 202, only played 65 games. The year before that, 91 games, batted 205. His last great season, 2021. Batting average of 266, on-base machine, still able to get on the base 37% of the time. Cranked 36 home runs, 99 RBIs. But then the last real season before that was 2017. He's just been snake bit. No Hall of Fame for him, I'm sorry. Good luck in retirement. Thank you for that amazing message. His amazing message was so short, we can actually play it again. Let's hear it.
That's it. I'm done. I am officially retired from baseball.
Us? We're not done. We're going to take a break when we come back on the other side. I did mention to you all these NFL players on my top six list, individuals with a lot to prove in 2024. I said Russell Wilson has the most to prove. I told you that there's one guy, his life is pretty good. In the words of, I guess, French Montana, he ain't worried about nothing. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know, tonight when I gave you the top six list, I had to run through all of these players and all of these names that they might have great situations come January, February, or they might be looking for work come January or February. There's one guy in the NFL. He doesn't have to worry about any of this. Life is good. There's one guy in the NFL that even if his career ended tomorrow or decided to leave or quit, this man would be making money hand over fist. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't have to work. He could retire comfortably off of his own money. Or he could just travel the world with his girlfriend. This guy is not worried about a damn thing. His name is Travis Kelce. Not only is a guy going for another Super Bowl ring with Patrick Mahomes, the man signed a contract extension, 4 years, $57 million. We learned via Adam Sandler that Travis Kelce is not only going to be hosting Are You Smarter Than an Athlete? Interesting. But he's going to be in Happy Gilmore as well. This is what Adam Sandler told us on Jimmy Fallon's show.
Happy Gilmore is back.
Yeah. We're going to do Happy Gilmore. Thank you.
Wait, this is
happening. We're getting ready to shoot it in New Jersey.
Tell me there's going to be some cameos in there.
There's going to be a lot of that. Yeah.
I heard, do you know Travis Kelce wants to be part of this?
Yes.
He's talked about it on the podcast.
Travis has been, he mentioned it, and so we have a nice something for Travis. He's going to come by, and he's cool, very nice guy. You guys would love him in real life. What a big, handsome guy. And
funny
he's a stud, and he's so funny.
Okay. And that's not it. If you're not sick of Travis Kelce, now I don't know about this. The Hollywood Reporter says Travis Kelce is also going to be in a movie called Loose Cannons, an action comedy film produced by the man who directed John Wick. Now, Hickey, I didn't see John Wick, but whenever I see jokes about it, it's just about somebody Keanu Reeves shooting people. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is very accurate.
Okay. Now, this is supposed to be about two cops that are forced to become partners. Tell me if you've ever heard that story before out of Hollywood.
No.
Never heard that one, right?
Never.
And so the cops get slapped together because of budget cuts, and they have to take on lower profile cases. So I guess these are two cops that don't want to be together, you know, who are helping solve, grandma's purse robbery. I don't know.
This is Little The Other Guys 2.0.
I never seen that. I don't know what that is.
That's a good one. Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg. Very good movie. Very funny. Exact plot.
How many buddy cop movies can we have?
I guess one more, at least.
There's Lethal. I mean, I can go on a list. There's Lethal Weapon. Beverly Hills Cop. There's Rush Hour. What am I missing? I don't know. It's so easy. What's the new one? Is it a Bad Boys, right? Like, do we need RoboCop? What would you consider? You've never seen RoboCop, have you? Probably.
No, I've not.
No. I was going to say, can I consider RoboCop to be a buddy cop movie? He was a RoboCop, but then he also had the, I forgot her name. I think they killed her. I don't know. Why'd you say,
Oh, it's just interesting.
Listen, Hickey, do yourself a favor. Just, I'm trying to think if I should advise you to watch RoboCop or never. It's a tough
one. When was it made?
When?
Yeah, I've had a big issue with like older movies that are supposed to be classics.
Whoa.
And I watch them now. I'm like, oh, this stinks.
Nah, RoboCop is a cult sci-fi classic movie. It's not, I don't want to. RoboCop came out, had to be late 80s, maybe no later than 1990, maybe, probably.
I'll try it. I've had some bad run-ins with recently that movies in that time period.
RoboCop came out in 87.
Is it better than Tin Cup?
Tin Cup, isn't that about golf?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch it. Tin Cup came out like years later, man. I didn't watch that.
I'm just saying, that was, I feel like, a movie that people would call a classic.
Well, there's a massive difference between RoboCop and Tin Cup. Let's put it that way.
I didn't mean comparison-wise. I just more meant like...
classics?
People that, you know, are... movies they would call classics that came out in like the late 80s, early 90s. But then you watch it today and you're like, what is this?
I'm not a movie guy. Like, I mean, more recently, like if it's a new movie that's coming out, I've never watched it. I don't care. I'm not interested in new movies. No, it don't matter to me.
So you interested in this one or are you going to say no thanks?
The Travis Kelce movie?
Yes.
Are you serious? I will probably never see the movie in my life. I've never seen The Rock in a movie. Okay. I've never seen John Cena in a movie. Those are the closest I get to. Are there athletes that are acting now? I don't know. I don't watch it. I can't remember. What's the last Kevin Hart movie I saw? Guy's Trip, I think. I don't know. I didn't even see that.
Guy's Trip.
I don't know. Man. The next movie I will see will be The Joker. Okay.
Okay. All right.
You saw The Joker, right?
No. I know the premise.
Hickey.
I know the premise.
You got time to see The Joker before they make the new one comes out. You got time.
Just The Joker, or do I have to go back to watch Batman as well?
Nah, you don't have to watch the Batman movies. You don't have to. Just if you sit down and watch Joker, you'll be fine.
Okay. I'll take your word on it.
If you're a sick individual like me, it's an empathetic story. Guy down on his luck. They kick him when he's down. Keep kicking him. Kick him some more. Family kicks him. Society kicks him. Life kicks his ass. And he loses his mind. That's it. I saw the Joker movie and I was like, you know what? I don't feel bad for that guy. I feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for what he ended up turning into. Like a psychotic criminal. I got it. I understood.
Almost like the people in the town that did it to him almost had it coming.
Yes. And now the whole town has to pay for it. And Batman has to pay. Everybody has to pay for it. Y'all made him crazy. So now he's crazy.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never heard anyone else take that stance before.
People love the Joker.
Not saying they hate it.
Come on. People love the bad guy. Don't you think?
People do love bad boys. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Like, if you think about some of the biggest, I want to say cult heroes or bad guys, just in movies and cinema, there's always something people love, and there's always a battle between good and evil. Darth Vader, I think if you look at lists, he's the worst bad guy of all time or something like that. People love Darth Vader. I'm trying to think of other bad guys here. Professor X, he was the good guy. Look at me being an idiot. Magneto. People looked at Magneto. They love Magneto. Another bad guy. Bad guys are cool. Hickey, Dennis Rodman's a bad guy, right? In the NBA entertainment, he was a bad guy.
The Bad Boy Pistons had a name for the whole team.
People love the rebel. the bad guy. People love him. So, look, I don't know. Athletes and acting, is it my thing? No, not really. I'm done. I will not go see a Travis Kelce movie. I do not care.
Will you see Happy Gilmore 2?
No. I haven't. In all honesty, I haven't seen Happy Gilmore 1.
Wow.
No. You haven't seen RoboCop? I haven't seen Happy Gilmore. And I will not. We don't have to do an exchange. I will not watch Happy Gilmore. That is also about golf, right?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm good. I'm good on Adam. Well, Adam Sandler's had some good movies. I've liked some of his movies. His slapstick films. I mean, Little Nicky wasn't. No, Little Nicky was his movie, wasn't it? He was a devil's son. Yeah, I saw that.
I've never even heard of that one.
Okay, wow. There was the basketball one he just did. I just spoke to Adam Sandler. When that basketball movie come out? Last year? 2 years ago?
With the Gems?
Well, no, Anthony Edwards is in the movie.
Oh, yeah. That was last year?
Yeah, that movie I saw. And you know why I saw the movie?
Why is that?
Because I had to talk to Adam Sandler.
They're going to say because Andrew Perloff was in it.
Perloff was in there?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Big scene.
Now I'm the back. What happened with Perloff?
In the only scene in the movie where a reporter asks Adam Sandler's character a question, right, in the car, there's Adam Sandler, and there's Andrew Perloff asking Adam Sandler a question.
Wow.
Like, what do you think about, it's like some sort of draft update.
So Perloff was in the movie for 3 seconds?
That's right.
And I was supposed to remember this?
He had a lot. He said 5 words. Hickey, very memorable.
I was in a movie. You had no idea.
No way.
Yeah, I was in a BET Christmas movie. I was.
As an actor? The crowd?
Dude, I was myself. I was a radio host.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's badass. Yep. Look at you. Do you have an IMDb account?
No, I don't need one of those.
Come
for
on.
Being me? No.
Give you the credits.
Nah. I interviewed some, hip-hop singer or whatever she was in the movie. And I was myself. I was just JR. I didn't have to do anything. It's like, hey, well, tell me about the new movie and the new track and new album. That's it. I had to just do my job.
Wow. Did not know we had an actor, a superstar in our hands. I thought we just had a radio host.
Hardly. That's about the only thing I could act at. And just be myself because there's no acting involved.
That's pretty cool. Good for you.
They made me do it like 3 or 4 times. I'm like, I'm being myself. What do you want from me?
Yo. Can't change anything else.
Yeah, go figure out the edit. Leave me alone. I had 2 scenes. I forgot the name of the movie, though. Christmas something.
Wait, you were in a movie and you forget the name of the movie?
Yeah.
You are an interesting cat.
As long as the check cleared.
You get any royalties for that? Are we still running it on BET like late night?
Oh, it comes on every Christmas.
Oh, there we go. All right.
Every Christmas it comes on.
Perfect time.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take my 2 cents royalties. I'll take it. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number if you want to give a holler before we roll out. When we come back, we're going to show love to the quarterback who got some love today. His name is Bo Nix. And then we'll take a look back at a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. What a day. What a show. A new top 6 list. Joey Votto retires full-time from baseball. I guess full-time. I guess that doesn't even matter, right? It's gone. Man, we even found out a new starting quarterback in the NFL. We got into this earlier in the show. Bo Nix is now the full-time starter. He's QB1 for the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton wanted him. He got him at pick number 12 of this year's draft. And now he's going to be the first Broncos rookie to start at quarterback, start the season at quarterback since John Elway in 1983. Now, if you're Bo Nix, this is real exciting, of course, right? He says, yeah, I heard of that John Elway guy. This is real good. Listen to this.
Well, it'd be a special moment, and You know, obviously that's, you know, great to share with such a great player like John Elway, but definitely want to consider going out there and doing whatever I can do ultimately for the team. Doesn't matter when, you know, your first start is. Doesn't matter if you have to wait or if you go right now. You just want to get out there and get the first win and ultimately compete at a high level and give your team the best chance possible. And so that's what my goal is at the beginning, is just to give our team the best chance to go out there and win games.
Nah, Broncos will be okay. Can they be worse from last year? I guess they can be. 8-9 wins. They had to finish the season hot after starting off like crap. They're not going to have any distractions. There's none of this. I need Russell Wilson to take a pay cut. Sean Payton can basically run the ship and steer the ship exactly the way that he wants to. And we all know he wanted Bo Nix. Him and GM George Payton, they're very intentional in bringing him on. And so Sean Payton, how has he looked from day one? Has he been looking good?
You get early impressions in the spring, and then they're confirmed, you know, with the pads on. And there's days you put the film on. We've got a lot of things to clean up. There's still things from that game. So I think that, you know, a lot of times, even in a preseason game where you think it went really well, you can put the tape on, point to the penalties, point to a handful of the things maybe directly that he has to improve on. But I think, you know, the first impression in the spring was real positive.
This miserable man, Sean Payton, because he's miserable. I'm sorry. He had to destroy Nathaniel Hackett last year for no reason. Just tried to embarrass Russell Wilson on the way out. This man's going to look like a genius if it works out with Bo Nix. Hickey, I can see him standing on the sidelines now with that angry scowl that he has on his face like somebody just made him eat a lemon. I could see this guy smirking every now and then because he's going to feel like a genius.
Oh, you're right about that. He will let a lot of people know if he gets this right. This was his call. He saw in the beginning, never had a doubt.
I don't remember him appearing or coming off so miserable when he was with the Saints. Maybe I missed it. Maybe Drew Brees being the star kind of mitigated that a little bit. But Sean Payton is the star of the Denver Broncos. Like, he is the guy. He didn't come across as a miserable you-know-what in New Orleans.
You're right. It's funny. We were talking about that, or when we were talking about it the other day, I started thinking about it. Maybe it's just like recency bias, because he hasn't been in New Orleans now for a few years, but like,
well, yeah, things were good. I guess things were good. Even when they had losing seasons, typically, it was good. He had a star quarterback. Drew Brees was the star. And Sean Payton was the offensive genius. And so I guess when you go to a crap situation to build it up, I guess he's had a crap attitude. Maybe he'll change as this season goes on, but I doubt it.
Yeah, there will be some positives. I think maybe he'll crack a smile once or twice. But yeah, I expect with that rookie wall, some bumps, that you'll see the scowl back pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's going to be the first time somebody asks him, hey, are you going to put Stidham in there? Is Zach Wilson going to play? And then he's going to become an angry you-know-what.
Oh, that I cannot wait for. You know someone's going to ask, and I think he's going to tee off.
Well, you know, with no Bill Belichick anymore, I mean, who do we have to look forward to when it comes to post-game? Angry Sean Payton, old, senile Jerry Jones. Mike McDaniel will have something interesting to say.
Mike Tomlin could be angry at the level of quarterback play, although he's been used to it the last few years. So maybe that could help.
The Lions will be good, but Dan Campbell will still be good for a quote here or there.
That's true. He's always good, happy or sad.
Rob Saleh will answer every question with his back up against the wall, unfortunately.
Aaron Rodgers will sling some arrows, for sure.
So, Rob Saleh, he'll answer more questions about Aaron. Well, Aaron Rodgers is the real coach, so
That'd be great. Actually, you defer to Aaron on that question.
What, Rob Saleh? Yeah. Ask Aaron? I don't have the answers. Ask Aaron. I could see that. Things will be interesting this year. No Bill Belichick. We'll just have him on television 4 days a week now. So get used to that. Let me see if I can remember. Bill Belichick will be on the CW He'll be on ESPN. What else am I? Hickey, what is the four shows? There's four of them, right?
Underdog.
Oh, yeah. Is that on the internet? What is that?
That is a gambling
thing? I don't even know
what that is. I don't know if it's technically a sports book.
So, wait, let's count.
It's digital. It's all digital.
Underdog is digital. The CW Inside the NFL show. He's going to make appearances on Pat McAfee's show.
Right.
On ESPN. And then he'll also make appearances on the Manning cast, which is Monday Night Football.
Right.
So they're the four shows. Good for him. Good for Bill Belichick. If you were sick of him last year, at least for the last 20 years, you get more of him. The happy version of Bill Belichick. And you know what? It's the end of the show. And so let's end on a happy note. Let's see. Are these happy stories? Let's see. Hold on. Yeah, let's end on a happy note. Think about it. Think about it. Let's end and take a look back at a few things that took place this day in sports history, August 21st.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Listen, I gotta make sure. Because not everything that I try to highlight happy things that happen in sports, like last night, we talked about Monica Seles and her return. We didn't do a This Day in Sports History when she got stabbed in the back. Or Hickey, maybe we did. I think we did. Oh, damn. I contradicted myself. I had to think twice. I had to go, wait a minute, we did. And then there's the steroids. Anyway, today's stories are happy stories. It's August 21st. August 21st, 1931, Babe Ruth, he hit his 600th career home run. There's no audio of that. You look for it yourself, okay? You find me the radio clip. The Yankees beat the St. Louis Browns 11-7. Babe Ruth played four more seasons. He finished with 714 home runs after retiring in 1935. And he did it on hot dogs and beer. Not the cream and the clear. August 21st, 2016. The Olympics were going on in Brazil. I was there. Yeah, I was there. Not in the arena, though. I don't know what I was doing. Drinking a caipirinha or something. I don't know. Team USA, they beat Serbia to win the gold medal. This was their third straight gold. They smacked up Serbia. Bogdanovic was there and Jokic was there. They beat them up 96-66. Yeah, listen to this, courtesy of NBC.
A standing ovation from this crowd. The United States well represented here in Rio, and that will do it. The United States has won the gold.
Damn. Wow. Hickey, is a dumb question. Is Marv Albert, is he retired?
He is retired.
Wow. Wow, yeah, wow. You're right. He was retired in 2021? What? Damn. Whoa. Hickey, I told you, I don't listen to the broadcast, man. I don't.
I was shocked myself to hear him on this call, but then you realize 2016 is... I mean, now we're moving past it a little bit.
Look, the only thing he didn't say is, yes, that's the only thing he didn't say. I wonder what the hell Marv Albert's been doing in retirement. I don't know. There was that time. What? I'm going to say it. Can I say it? Can I just, you know what I'm going to say, okay? Can I get it out? Can I just say it? Okay. There was that time where Marv Albert, there was a thing where he was wearing the women's underwear. Okay? And then his career still went on. And so now that he has all his time on his hands, I don't know. What is he doing? Hickey, and we did not play this because, I mean, I'm not that much of a, hit everything. Did you hear Oscar De La Hoya on Club Shay Shay from, last week talking about how He's like, yeah, I wore the woman's underwear. Everybody wears it every now and then. Did you hear him say that?
No.
Okay.
I saw he did like some sort of dance. Was he wearing the woman's underwear in the dance?
No, that's a separate.
Oh.
No. Oscar De La Hoya wore women's underwear. He got caught. The photos came out like 10 years ago.
I don't recall that one. Interesting.
He was in a hotel room in like lingerie, Oscar De La Hoya.
And he said it happens to everybody once in a while.
That's what he said.
It's good to do it once in a while?
I don't know, something like that. We can play it tomorrow if you like, but I don't think so. Okay. Hey, listen, the JR Sport Brief Show is done. And thank you to Matt Sims for joining us. It's time for me to leave. And what I do here when I leave is none of your business. It's not going to be what Oscar De La Hoya did. I'll tell you that much. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Thank you to Matt Sims for joining us. And thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow. Unlike Joey Votto. Joey Votto decided to quit today. I'm gone for today. I'll be back tomorrow. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move. Bart Winkler's coming up next. Thank you, Hickey.